Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Carl Grupp is recognized as a major artistic force in South Dakota. He said in the past that his goal with his paintings, drawings, and prints is to create works that make people think, smile, and wonder. Grupp taught at Augustana College in Sioux Falls from 1969 to 2004, and today the school's Idie Dalrymple Gallery opens a new exhibit of over 120 of his works. The exhibit is called Why Are We? Carl Grupp, a retrospective of a life half-finished. The exhibit features a variety of his works, from large-scale watercolor mountains to surrealistic still lifes, along with pieces that Grupp considered half-finished or too experimental to show. There's a gallery reception tomorrow evening, and Carl Grupp is here with us in our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And Carl, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hello.
And also with us is Lindsay Twa. She's executive director of the Idie Dalrymple Gallery. And Lindsay, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
Now, I mentioned that this is at the Idie Dalrymple Gallery, but there's too much to house in just the gallery. So it's also the Center for Western Studies, Lindsay?
Exactly. We had anticipated having a retrospective, and as it kept growing and growing and growing, the galleries of the Center for Western Studies agreed to help us house it. So 120 works will be split between both venues.
Now, how were the works chosen? Carl and Lindsay, was this something that you worked on together?
Well, partially, but it was mainly really Lindsay and John Peters selecting the work, and so it was very interesting for me to watch what was selected.
What, were you surprised at?
Well, sometimes, yeah. And I like what I see. So
the process for this exhibition began probably over a year ago, and I'd like to say that John Peters and I pretty much mined the archaeological layers of Carl's house. We had the goal of wanting to stage a retrospective that both had some of his best highlights, things that people in the region would know for him, but also we were interested in showing pieces that had never been seen before, which is where the subtitle half-finished comes from.
Well, Carl, were you open to having these as I read there? There's some works that you hadn't finished yet, and things that you maybe thought were too experimental. Or is that just the story?
That's the story of my life. But most of it's half finished. I think I never could get. It's a very difficult thing to be done with a painting or a drawing, and you always want to look back at it and want to add something more or something.
Does that happen now as you look at the works in the exhibit?
Oh, yeah. So, well, what's interesting, and I was talking about it the other day, when I look at my own works, I think it's somebody else that did them.
Is it particularly in the case of older ones? Or
no,
any
of them. Anything. Yeah. Any of them.
That seems like that would be, you know, for you to go to the exhibit, even though it's your work, to be surprised.
It's yeah, it is.
Who did that?
It is, yeah.
Now, for the works, Lindsay, you mentioned there's some I guess what you call the greatest hits, along with the things that hadn't been seen before. What were you looking for with the greatest hits? Are these some of the works that people that know Carl Grupp's work will recognize? Like the one that first pops my head is the Taming the Fish, or Taming the Pet with the Fish Running Through the... Or jumping through the hoops, or
exactly, we were looking for some of the most iconic ones. So his large scale watercolor mountains, clearly are especially as part of his late career, are some of the things that he's most famous for. Along with his more playful self portraits and those surrealist still lifes that have the mountains or creatures hidden in them. Dolls and things like that were part of the ones that we wanted to make sure that people had a chance to see again, that he'd become most known for.
And the inspiration or the vision that you have in your mind for creating these works, has that stayed the same, or is it just that you're always thinking?
Well, it's. As a teacher, as an art educator, I get more intrigued with one thing than another, and so I'd get intrigued with color, for example, and that would be influenced me. I've been influenced by literature all the time, or different storytelling, and that would be an influence. And I always surprise myself because I'd be working with a crow quill pen, which is a very fine, small ink pen. I'd be working with that, and then I'd leave that and jump up and start working on a big charcoal drawing that's maybe 6 feet, you know, and then go from there to a oil painting that I'm more intrigued with the color than I am with anything else.
So it's just a restlessness? Or searching?
Searching, finding out. A lot of different things appeal to me, I guess, so it's makes me jump around a bit.
When you're searching, do you ever find what you're looking for?
I've gotten close.
Is that what keeps you going then,
yeah,
as an artist?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You mentioned that you taught at Augustana for many years. You retired about 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Has that changed your work at all?
Well, it's changed a lot. I've gotten, since I retired, I've gotten more into photography and just the watercolors. And then right now I'm trying to do more writing than I am any of the visual work. So I've been writing little short stories and stuff.
Are they inspired by your work, or does it come from the same sort of
just
themes?
Just the same sort of thing, yeah. You know, whatever the muse brings me, you know, I feel just blessed with inquiring minds want to know, you know, that's it, that's how I'm influenced.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with artist Carl Grupp. Augustana is opening a new retrospective of his work. It opens today. There's a gallery reception tomorrow evening. Also with us is Lindsay Toa. She's executive director of the I.D. Dalrymple Gallery, and I should mention again that 120 works, not enough to be in the gallery. Also, you can find more at the Center for Western Studies, two buildings for Carl Grupp's work. Lindsay, I'm wondering, for those who don't know Carl Grupp's work, is there a way that you can describe it, or is there, you know, if someone walked up to you and said, "I hear you have this exhibit, who is Carl Grupp and what is his work like?"
Oh, dear. Well, I would say that Carl Grupp is the complete synthesis of the history of art. He's a Renaissance artist, but he's also right out of the Dutch Baroque period. He's also an abstract expressionist. And I think that's one of the best things about having the chance to work on this retrospective, is that it shows just the diversity that one artistic mind can have. So we have experimental pieces that are completely abstract and about color. We have, and just that Carl's been able to completely reinvent himself time and again as an artist, a wide range of mediums, so oil painting, watercolor, printmaking, drawing, and a range of mediums within, you know, each of those as well. And so in some ways, I think one of the best things about this retrospective is that I think it'll be very inspirational for both our student artists and also young artists in town to, you know, not have to worry about finding one particular style or theme, but that based off of the questions you want to ask, you'll find the medium and the visual vocabulary to find the answer, or get closer to an answer, I guess.
Do you find that artists have that danger of being stuck in one, you know, like, okay, this is what I do, and I can't go beyond that?
I think it's true, especially artists who've made their name based off of a particular style or a particular theme. Once they have an audience or galleries or a buying public, you know, that's what they've come to expect. And I think it takes a lot of guts and a lot of strength to be willing to change yourself based off of your own artistic questions, and rather than rely on, you know, what, you know, has become easy for that particular artist.
Well, Carl, did you see the guts and strength?
I think what Lindsay's saying is really true. It's like my life has been a series of growths, I think. And you grow in one way and you get so far with it and developing the work, and then you finally say, yeah, this is getting close to what I want. And then you start questioning whether it's you've created something that is that it's I'm having a rough time here, but so then you crash and you start over again, building again, that's the way it is with everything I do. I was started out to be trained as an abstract expressionist. That's the way everybody painted when I was a student. And I had an interesting teacher for my senior year of school, Robert Indiana, the pop artist. And I didn't particularly care for what his work was. But he said to me, he said, that's a fine abstract expressionist painting. He says, but tell me one thing, why are you doing that, you know? And it made me really think, and Lindsay's correct in that my heroes there have been Rembrandt and Goya and Piero della Francesca and I just went over to Italy for them. And just love Botticelli, and it just like can't get enough of looking at Botticelli, and all those things influence you, and I'm influenced by everything, I think, you know, I mean, the daily news to the stories I read or a TV show, or when I was a student, I just loved the I was introduced to the movies of Ingmar Bergman and Federico Fellini, and I thought, yeah, that's what I want to do with my drawings and paintings. And I tried to do that for a while. But stuff changes, and you just go on to something else.
You mentioned, Carl, teachers that you had going back to your student days. You taught for many years at Augustana College. Do you miss being a teacher and being able to maybe help out students in those formative years and maybe help them out to find where their talents are and maybe where they should go or could go?
I loved doing that. I really did. I loved my teaching career at Augie, and I was given exceptional students to work with, so I was thrilled with everything there. It's funny, when I thought it was that I would want to come back to school all the time, but after I retired, I retired, you know, from being a teacher. Although if I start talking with a student, people will wonder who put the nickel in this guy, you know. He wants to keep going, you know. And I love sharing things that I like, you know, with other people. I guess that's what a teacher is.
Sharing things that
yeah,
you like.
Yeah, and I was blessed with being able to do that. For 36 years at Augie, was just being able to share that with my classes.
Well, Carl, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and joining us here on Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you.
And Lindsay, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you.
Lindsay Twah is the executive director of the I.D. Dalrymple Gallery at Augustana College in Sioux Falls. The gallery opens a new exhibit of Carl Grupp's work today. It's called Why Are We Carl Grupp? A Retrospective of a Life Half Finished. There's also more work from Carl Grupp as part of the exhibit at the Center for Western Studies, also on the Augustana College campus. The opening reception is tomorrow evening from 7 to 9 at the I.D. Dalrymple Gallery. The artist talk begins at 7:30.